Did any of you that live in Texas ever thought you would say the following? Man, I miss Rick Perry. Did anyone ever think they would be saying, man, I miss Rick Perry? After the unleadership, cowardly lion unleadership of Greg, who's not an Abbott, I bet Texans are saying, I miss Rick Perry. The Texas government is an unmitigated disgrace. It is disgraceful. You know, it used to be we could rely on, we always have Texas. We could rely on Texas to stand up against idiots, libtards, oppression, tyranny, Canada. Not anymore. By the by, when we have our Continental Congress today, Continental Crusader Congress, one of the things that we might get around to talking about is taking women's right to vote away, because I think we're beyond the time that needs to happen. It is the COVID Karens that are driving this fake epidemic, this plandemic, this shamdemic. Ladies and gentlemen, there is simply no disease. There just isn't. And yet, there's Abbott out there yesterday signing an executive order. I told Mitch Char last night, I thought, of all the stupid things, imbecilic things you could do, you sign an executive order that says it's mandatory to wear a mask if you leave your house, and any county that has over 60 corona hoax cases. I can get you 60 cases by 3 o'clock this afternoon. All I need is about 65 teenagers to test. Bammo, 60 cases. Hell, I don't even need 65. We just go on the tests that we already have. Harris County, where Houston is. Now, this is how stupid and ridiculous this is. Has a population of, I'm approximating now, of about 3.5 million people. 3.5 million. I'm going to get my calculator out. Let's do the math on this. This will be fun. Let us take, let us take 60 and divide it by 3.5 million. That's 35,000, 350,000, 3.5 million equals. I had to turn my phone sideways to get all the zeros in. So if this percentage of the population tests positive for antibodies, meaning most of the people that are testing the new cases are actually showing signs that they've achieved immunity because they have the antibody, we need to lock it down. You know, I told Mrs. O'Connell this morning, I'm like, we're living in a Twilight Zone episode. This stuff is really happening. People actually believe fairies are flying around. Let me give you the number. I'll put it in the chat room. 0.00001714. Now, I'm not a mathematician, but I believe if I count the zeros up, so if 60 COVID-19 positive tests in Harris County, 3.5 million people in Texas, that means the county goes under lockdown and no one can leave their house without a mask on, or you'll face a $250 fine. So that works out to basically 1, 2, 3, 4, so 5, 6, 7, 8, 0.1714. 100 millionths of a percent, or millions of a percent. You might as well say if one test is COVID Karen, I'm just going to start calling it COVID Karen. COVID Karen positive. Your state, your county goes under lockdown. What a joke. This is an absolute joke. This, despite the fact that, and I got to tell you, folks, I'm getting tired of repeating this. I really am. And it doesn't seem to matter. This, despite the fact that, search as we might, we cannot locate, and neither can anyone else. One, see, what do they call them? RTCs, I believe is the term. Random trial, oh, I got it right here. Randomized controlled trial. That's how you find the answer to something, a medical question in a study, especially in one that you're trying to get in kind of like in real time. Randomized controlled study. So what that basically means is you take a sample and you randomize the sample, and then you have certain control parameters. Are they sniffling? Are they sneezing, et cetera, et cetera? Or maybe they're not sniffling. They're asymptomatic. You have certain control parameters. And then you form a test that will test for a certain thing that may or may not be happening in that body. Well, there's no RTC study ever been done that shows any positive results for masking having prevented anyone contracting influenza A, B, or the swine flu or H1N1, and now the corona hoax. None. 0.0. And we've got digital media filed today to prove we have study after study. There's like 35 studies now. Three that have been done in the last 2 months. There is no evidence for this. And yet, I went to the Piggly Wiggly yesterday evening, and myself and two others were against five or six people that were masked up. You know, a little, she wasn't old, elderly a lady. She's probably actually around my age. But she was loading up for 4th of July with booze, man. I mean, she had a cart filled. I'm smiling at her going like, she goes, you might want to go in the other line, Shug. And I went, I might just hang out here with you. She was the only person over 40 that did not have a mask on. And she was just smiling away and just loaded. Would you get me a wine box, you know, a case, so you could put 12 bottles in? So I don't have to carry all these things out individually. three women came in, all under 30, all in scrubs, which means they probably work at a dentist office or some clinical office because there's a major hospital that's not too far from where that Piggly Wiggly is, all still wearing their surgical masks. I'm going like, do you have a degree? How did you get those scrubs in the job you apparently just left, sister? Sister Golden Hair? What the hell is wrong with you? Have you ever read any studies about wearing that thing when you're not surgeonating someone? You know, it's madness. It's absolute madness. Well, we're going to talk about it here today. Here's a headline for you. One more absurdity. This is just so absurd. Now, I call on you. I put it to you, Greg. I tell you straight up. If you're in Texas, tell them no. Because he put a medical exception. You do not have the authority to choose my clothing for me. You know, I had a couple of parody bans that Governor Abbott could put into place today after another couple of cowardly COVID Karens go whining in their Starbucks. There's people in my neighborhood, in my city, that won't wear masks, and I'm terrified we're all going to get the corona bug, and our hearts are going to explode. This just in, Governor Greg Abbott today has issued another medical alert and executive order. Fearing for the lives of children, Governor Abbott has ordered that all bathrooms that have mirrors in them have warning labels put on them and locks above the height of 5 feet so that children cannot reach them. It has come to the attention of Governor Abbott that if children go into bathrooms where there are mirrors inside with the lights off and say Candyman in the mirror 5 times, that the Candyman will appear and will kill everyone in the house. Let's go to Governor Abbott. We just can't have all these kids being killed by this Candyman guy. So I think this is a prudent measure here for Texans, that we put them locked. We said 5 feet because most of the kids Candyman likes to kill and eat are under like 4 feet tall. So put the locks at 5 feet and let's stop this. We're going to flatten this Candyman curve. Flatten the Candyman curve. So put them locks on the doors and don't let your kids in any bathrooms that got mirrors in them. Thank you very much. This ordinance goes into effect July the 4th at midnight and stays into effect until COVID Karen comes out from hiding underneath her bed and tells me it's okay. That was Governor Greg Abbott repeating the state of Texas has initiated a bathrooms with mirrors inside lockdown to prevent the spread of the Candyman. This has been a Channel 3 Eyewitness News report. Now, back to your regular scheduled programming. You might as well. Why not? You want another one? You want me to do one? I just made that up. You want me to do another one? I got one. How about the state of Texas and Pennsylvania issue orders ordering people not to crack their knuckles anymore? You might get corona COVID arthritis if you keep pop. You remember that one when you were a kid? Don't crack your knuckles, you'll get arthritis. Well, you've never seen arthritis when it's combined with the corona COVID Karen bug.